Win stacks of cash by entering the 150K Crack the Code giveaway, brought to you by your local paper, now through July 14th. Look for the code on page A2. Then visit 150kgiveaway.com and submit your entry. You could win the grand prize of $100,000. Grab the paper every day. Get the code on page 2A and improve your chances to win tons of weekly cash prizes. Visit 150kgiveaway.com for details.
From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. U.S. Representative Tom Cole, whose Oklahoma district includes Tinker Air Force Base and Fort Sill, said Wednesday that he will oppose the National Defense Bill for the first time in his 17 years in Congress because it doesn't include enough money and is being pushed through without enough Republican input. Chris Castile covers the federal government for the Oklahoman. And first off, just how big of a deal is this that Representative Cole is choosing not to cast his vote in favor of this bill?
Well, it's a big deal, I guess, in terms of his long-standing support of these bills. Even when in the four previous years when Democrats ran the House, he always voted for the bill. He said this will be the first time he's ever opposed one in 17 years. He is as bipartisan a member as you have in today's Congress. You know, he looks for every opportunity, Tom Cole, a Republican from Moore, to work with Democrats, you know, on the committees that he serves on, and that goes for appropriations where he serves on the defense side of that. But this is the bill that sets the annual defense policy. It's a policy bill. It authorizes spending. It doesn't appropriate a dollar. That's a separate bill, the appropriations bills. So the Armed Services Committee has generally worked, because what you're talking about is national security, the nation's defense, military policy. Doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, for the most part, you've got bases in your district. You support the troops. You support the mission. They're generally bipartisan bills, but this one in committee, because of some policy stuff, but a lot because of the money, the amount of money that the House is authorizing, is lower than the Senate, has drawn Republican opposition. And it will be highly unusual for a straight party line vote on a defense bill like this. In fact, I don't know that they could even cite one in the last 60 years. I think they've been doing defense bills for almost 60 years.
Yeah. And so part of this could be just a product of the new level of partisanship we're seeing in D.C. But as you said with Cole, it doesn't sound like he's one to just put out a symbolic vote of just I'm against everything that the Democrats are putting forward. That this is probably something that he really does have problems with this and is authentic, I guess, in his vote against the dissent you get.
I think so. I mean, and he says that it's the first one he's opposed in 17 years, and neither he nor other Republicans, you know, would oppose it lightly. The Senate bill that passed 2 weeks ago was shepherded through the Senate by Jim Inhofe, the Tulsa Republican, who's the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. It's a $750 billion bill, authorizes $750 billion in spending. This one authorizes $733 billion. The money is, as I said, a kind of a big thing. And that bill in the Senate passed, I think it was 86-8. It was very bipartisan. As I said, these bills generally are. So the situation they wound up in that Cole talked about yesterday, this is the exact same situation they wound up with the border security bill 2 weeks ago, where the House passed a very partisan bill that almost no Republicans supported. Senate passed a very bipartisan bill that most of the Democrats supported. And the House wound up having to take the Senate bill because the White House, got a Republican in the White House, isn't going to sign a Democratic bill. So, and then Cole's point, part of Cole's point yesterday is why mess with this? You know, why do this? You know what the end result is going to be. We know where this is going to end.
Yeah. So the House will take the Senate bill. Is that what we're looking at the next step?
The the next step will be the House will pass its own bill, mostly with Democratic votes. You'll wind up in conference with the Senate, with Jim Inhofe on the Senate and the Adam Smith from Washington leading the House bill. And they'll have to find some middle ground with the White House is going to sign the bill.
Yeah. You know, finally, I mean, you're talking about Cole. You said that he's not, you know, he's somewhat of a bipartisan member as much as he can be in D.C. And, you know, the thing about Cole that's interesting is probably more than any of members of our delegation, you know, I see him quoted as much in the New York Times and the Washington Post. So he's obviously kind of a favorite call for some journalists, particularly if they're looking for a Republican to speak to maybe something controversial the president has done or that Republicans are getting attacked for. And I mean, he waves the party flag, don't get me wrong, but he's willing to sometimes be a little bit open and say, yeah, politically speaking, this probably wasn't our best move. He kind of has that reputation a little bit, right?
He does. I think he's very candid with the press. So, you know, he doesn't overtly try to spin anything.
Yeah.
You know, I think he generally speaks from, you know, kind of a reasonable veteran's viewpoint out there, you know, who understands this process only works really when it's bipartisan. And, you know, he genuinely has a lot of friends on the Democratic side. He respects them. And, you know, and they respect him. So he's got great working relationships with, you know, a lot of these Democrats that have now assumed leadership positions since they took over the majority in January. And I think he sees the value in having those relationships and genuinely thinks that the best legislation is bipartisan legislation, which a lot of them really think. And he has talked a lot this in the last few months about how and Democrats have really kind of stacked the deck in terms of amendments that are offered on that are allowed to be offered on the House floor in terms of Democratic amendments. His statistics show that 65% of the amendments that Democrats are allowing are Democratic offered amendments, and you know that it gets into kind of a, you know, lies, damn lies, and statistics, things, because they, you know, they do that this up in D.C. a lot with statistics, whether they're talking about judicial nominations or amendments. But you know, the fact is that a lot of times when Republicans were in charge and they brought bills to the floor, there are very few amendments allowed. And you know, I think as the Democrat Jim McGovern says, he's quoted in my story this morning saying, you know, Republicans rigged a lot of bills. You know, to it. They weren't going to allow really any true Democratic input. So despite whatever ratio there may be in terms of Democrat-Republican amendments offered, like on this defense bill that they're going to be considering for days, Democrats allowed more than 400 amendments on this bill. And in terms of just sheer numbers, they've allowed a lot of Republican amendments, probably far more than the Republicans ever allowed Democrats.
Yeah, no, interesting. And also just to talk about Cole, one quick thing. I mean, to be fair, I think you said in your story, I mean, he's been in office for 17 years, only 5 of those years a minority.
Yeah.
So it's a different reality for him than what he's used to, and that may impact a little bit of your stance on votes as well.
It obviously would. I mean, when he says, you know, it's my first time in 17 years I would vote against a defense bill, well, only 4 of those years previously were under Democratic majority.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to follow this through, which I know you'll be doing. We'll continue to follow your coverage. Chris, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Ben.